is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? We're broadcasting live, twice daily, 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Central Time, from high atop the Ozark Mountains, Missouri, Studio A. Information's on the website, and your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. It's a link to all your instructors on the website, so if you need to contact them, you can. Just go to USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls. And today we're going to be discussing technology that's important to you. But first, I have a few comments. It should be very clear by now that the weather's changing. Here in the Ozark Mountains, we have more bridges than any place I know of. Currently, there's little or no water under those bridges. Those bridges were built because of the vast number of springs, creeks, streams, and rivers. And even the mighty Mississippi is flowing less water. Senior farmers who've lived here in Missouri for generations are saying that their water wells are going dry. Streams and creeks have dried up, and the ponds are dry. I'm asking myself, is this the beginning of the next mighty Dust Bowl? Just like the one from the 1930s. We farmers are selling our livelihood, our cattle. Why? Because we have to. We can't feed them. There's no grass on which they can graze. Those farmers who are fortunate enough to have winter hay have already been feeding that winter hay for over a month. Ground beef here is now available at $1.99 a pound, and I expect it to go lower. But that's a short-term anomaly. It will skyrocket after this sell-off. Many of us at USAprepares.com think that this is just a small preview of the violent climate change heading our way. We picked corn on the cob last night. With constant watering, this corn was the worst that I've ever seen, missing 20 to 40% of the corn kernels. Without watering, corn fields have failed all around us. A total loss. No kidding. Get ready. Crop failures are here, and in a big way. Are you preparing? I hope so. Please turn off the TV and pay attention to what's happening around you. Ask questions. Ask your politicians for their phone number, their home phone number, and their home address when they ask you for your vote. Today's class is about forks. Forks in technology. Could automobiles have been different from what most of us are driving? Could they have been more efficient? Cost less to operate? Have fewer moving parts? We're teaching this class because we want to show you how we don't always do the thing that is the best choice. Often, we do things for expedient or political reasons. And that you need to understand this as you prepare your family going forward. For example, why do railroads not always take the straight path? Because politicians and businessmen, with their combined individual greed, led them to change the path of the rails for their own enrichment. So from then on, the railroads take the long way rather than the short way to get from point A to point B. We forever waste fuel and time from that greed, and we pay the extra price for that greed. With me today is James Burt Bertonis from Silicon Valley, California. He has an electrical engineering degree. He hosts a master's degree from a major institution. And Burt is a designer, holds 5 patents and 2 more pending. He's an expert witness. He designs wireless and network infrastructure. And some of the largest companies in the world are his clients and customers. Welcome, Burt Bertonis.
Hi, Vince. Good to be with you again.
Hey, it's great having you on the broadcast. Bert, let's talk about automobiles. You know, when did we start using the automobile?
Roughly around the 1890s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and this, it slowly evolved from then using different types of fuel, which we're going to talk about.
Well, let's do that right now. So we've been driving the automobile since the late 1800s, about 122 years. There's technology helping us with this broadcast. We just lost high-speed digital on the way to Minnesota. So, Bert, I didn't hear the last portion that you just said. Where were you?
Basically, we were just talking about 120 years of automobiles and beginning mm-hmm. to talk about the different types of fuel systems that those automobiles employed.
Okay. Well, as far as I can tell, one of the first automobiles was the electric vehicle, and I think that's how it started. But let's talk about the history. Why don't you take it from your thoughts?
Well, you're correct. Some of the earliest automobiles were electric. It's mm-hmm. very simple to envision and build an electric car. You just need an electric motor and a drivetrain to drive the wheels, and mm-hmm. some batteries. And yeah. batteries had been around for several decades prior to the 1890s. So it was a pretty obvious way to build an automobile, and they worked. They just didn't have a lot of range because although batteries were rechargeable, they did not have the ability to really supply enough power for any type of long drive. And that's really why gasoline started to take over. They had discovered that you can refine this stuff called crude oil into something called gasoline, and they were looking for applications of what the heck to use gasoline for. And they said, well, gee, maybe we could use them in automobiles. And slowly the gasoline engine evolved. By the way, that wasn't the only power source that had also been considered. There were steam engines, believe it or not, in some of the early automobiles.
Yeah, but my uncle had one. It was called a Stanley Steamer. And the downside of that was he had to plan a trip, and he'd have to say, well, shoot, I want to leave at noon, so I better get this fire started in the boiler around 11 o'clock in the morning so I'd have enough steam to start going.
Well, so for the next 100 years, gasoline took over, and really, aside from some things like golf carts or small utility vehicles, we've been seeing gasoline used in every type of vehicle. But you know what? It's now become apparent that with everybody's concern about energy efficiency and also where our oil comes from, that let's revisit electric. And you've seen a resurgence of electric vehicles, really the second generation cars now, in just the last 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as far as I can tell, I think if my memory serves me correctly, about 50,000 electric cars have been sold by Nissan and Mitsubishi.
Of course, we have the Tesla vehicle,
mm-hmm.
and Ford has introduced a all-electric Focus, and there's several more going to be coming out very soon, including from BMW and several other automakers. And, of course, Chevy has the Volt, which is a hybrid electric plug-in, and we'll get into the different categories of electric vehicles, but the Volt's been around for a couple of years as well.
I can tell you this, that at Expo number one, USAPrepares.com's Get Prepared Expo, we had a Chevy Volt on the exhibit floor for our very first expo. And that Chevy Volt was sold within 4 hours. As a matter of fact, the dealership couldn't believe it. They actually sold two Chevy Volts in 4 hours right from our Get Prepared Expo because it was generating so much interest. And we had the opportunity to drive that vehicle for a very short amount of time and distance. And it is absolutely quiet. You can't hear anything. The loudest thing on that, the loudest noise that that car makes is the tire noise. And they've engineered the tire tread to be very, very quiet. As a matter of fact, when we were moving it inside the building, you couldn't hear it running. I mean, really. There's no noise when it's stopped and very little noise when it's moving.
You know, it's interesting you say that because what a lot of cars are beginning to do is purposely generate some muffler noise because there's a concern in parking lots of people getting run over.
Yeah, because the newer vehicles are more and more quiet.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. So as we transitioned from the first electric vehicles to gasoline, we did that because gasoline was very inexpensive and we didn't know what to do with it. And you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, during the refining process, gasoline comes out. If you want to make, you start with crude oil and, you know, you get kerosene and you get gasoline, you get some naphtha and other products. But gasoline, they really didn't know what to do with it in the late 1800s. They were pouring it in rivers and the rivers were catching on fire.
Yes.
Because of the gasoline. It was just a dumb thing that we were doing back then. And now gasoline is a very valuable commodity.
Well, why not save it for where we really have to use it and use other alternative fuels where we can? I think.
Yeah. Okay. Bert Bertonis is with me, Silicon Valley engineer. I'm Ben Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We've got some more discussion about the forks in the road that technology takes, why it takes them, and the efficiency of electric cars and what it means in our future. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert Bertonis is with me, and he is a Silicon Valley California CEO of a corporation. He designs wireless communication systems. He's a patent holder, and he's a senior USAPrepares.com instructor for science and technology. And we're talking about forks in the road, and we're talking about vehicles. Some technical problems here between the Missouri Ozark Mountains and Genesis Communications, and we keep getting knocked off high-speed digital. So Bert Bertonis is with me. He's the Silicon Valley engineer. He's the CEO of a corporation, and he's a senior USAPrepares.com instructor for science and technology. Bert, let's talk about the history of the electric vehicle and the hybrid and natural gas vehicles and how this all happened.
Well, so basically, more recently, we've gone back to exploring electricity, and there was the General Motors EV1, and that kind of died away, and then we have these new second-generation vehicles. I think what I'd like to talk about is why electric vehicles make sense, and what are the metrics, and how do they compare, and what I think your listeners are most concerned about, the cost to drive, how much to how much per mile compared to buying gas at the gas station. So really, the advantages for electric vehicles stem from two pretty strong arguments in their favor. The first has to do with efficiency, and electrical vehicles are overwhelmingly more efficient than gasoline vehicles. For instance, it's about 20% efficient to burn gasoline and generate power at the wheels. An electric vehicle is about 80% efficient in terms of the electric power going to the wheels. So that's a pretty strong difference. Now, even when you take into account sending the electricity over the power grid, charging your battery, storing it in the battery, and then discharging it out of the battery into your electrical wiring in the car, it's still about 60% efficient. So that's three times more efficient than gasoline, even taking into account the power grid. The second is the actual cost of the power itself. So we all know what gasoline costs. Out here in California, we're about $4 a gallon. I imagine where you are, it's probably about $3. And or a little higher. And in terms of electricity, though, what the good news is we can generate that using natural gas in many cases, and that's primarily what we burn on the West Coast. And natural gas is, as your listeners probably know, very cheap in the United States right now, and that's envisioned to continue for many years, perhaps maybe even 100 years. So we can create the energy by burning natural gas and generating relatively low-cost electricity. So that's another big advantage to where the power comes from for an electric car. When you put that all together, roughly, and this varies from where you live, we're talking about 4 to 5 times savings in actual cost per mile for an all-electric vehicle. Now, I'm not talking about a hybrid here, but an all-electric vehicle versus a traditional gasoline car.
It makes a lot of sense to me, because if you look at a reciprocating motion engine, meaning a traditional diesel or gasoline internal combustion engine, the piston moves up, turns around, moves back and forth, and there's a lot of wasted energy in turning that piston from one direction to the opposite direction. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back, the efficiency and what we need to know about electric vehicles. Bert Bertone, Silicon Valley engineer. I'm Vin Finelli, USAForParis.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I'm Vincent Fennelly, and I've got one eye on the high-speed digital statistics, and I'm watching the traffic here, and I'm seeing a digital dropout. So we may lose you a couple more times during the broadcast. So Alex, I just want to let you know what I see happening here. Bert Bertonis is with me, and we're talking about electric vehicles. And Bert, I remember back in the 1960s and 70s that almost all cars and light trucks smoked. And, you know, if you stopped at a traffic light and you were behind one and that car accelerated in front of you, there's always a blue puff of smoke coming out of the tailpipe. And it's just, that's just the way it was. As a matter of fact, it was so bad that there even became laws that said if your car smoked more than 5 seconds, you could get a ticket. And I'm talking about blue smoke. So all that kind of goes away with the electric automobile, doesn't it?
That's correct. It's, I don't want to say it's clean burning because there's nothing burning, but it's very, very environmentally pure and clean to the environment. And, of course, we do have to generate the electricity at the power plant, but as more and more power plants move to clean natural gas, I think that also helps the environment.
Okay. So we're looking at an efficiency of 80% at the wheels, 60% by the time you tie the grid into it. So you're losing 40% of the efficiency of the power, if you will, or the energy, compared to losing about 80% if we're using a gasoline vehicle, correct?
That's correct. So it's those stark statistics coupled with the fact that the actual energy costs less for the electric vehicle as well. And that's what drives you down to as low as 2 cents per mile. And I think a lot of people would like to drive for 2 cents a mile. I certainly wouldn't. And I think that's the overwhelming statistic that's going to drive electric car usage up in the years to come. And I think it's just a matter of time before the charging stations get installed and people get accustomed to charging their car in their garage overnight.
Yeah, and I just did a quick calculation, and just for fuel alone, typically if you get 20 miles to the gallon, you're looking at about 15 cents a mile for the fuel.
That's correct.
So the savings are extraordinary. Now, Bert, it seems to me that one of the difficulties, and I don't want to be a naysayer here, but, you know, I live on a farm, and I have a trailer that is a 18,000-pound trailer when it's loaded. Actually, it could probably go to 20,000 pounds. And I pull it with my Dodge Cummins turbo diesel, and, you know, it's a heavy, heavy trailer. And it seems like if you take those kinds of vehicles out of the equation and you talk about suburban commuting, and if you talk about suburban shopping and suburban living and city living, the electric vehicle makes an enormous amount of sense.
Yes, I think the advantage of electricity, it's there really at any size, but as you go to smaller vehicles and you go to shorter distances, then the argument just becomes that much more overwhelming. Because there are some costs that raise, at least for now, the cost of an electric vehicle, such as the batteries. So if you have a small vehicle, you're going to have smaller batteries, and that's going to be a minimal cost compared to if you were trying to build a major Caterpillar-type earth-moving piece of equipment, and it's just not practical to do that in electric.
Let's talk about the drivetrain of an electric vehicle. It seems to me that you could get rid of a lot of the moving mass with an electric vehicle as compared to having a traditional reciprocating engine, piston engine, or internal combustion engine, and a transmission and a clutch system or automatic transmission and so forth. Can't you just put the drivetrain right where it does the most good, right at the driving mechanism, right at the wheels?
Well, you can, and it is a much simpler diagram if we were going to sketch it out as to what the components are. But I want to caution you and your listeners in terms of weight, because there is one big additional weight that we have to bring in the electric car, and that's the batteries. Now, the good news is we can put those batteries wherever we want, and that could mean putting them right underneath the bottom of the car and ways that would make the weight distribution advantageous for 50-50 weight split on the wheels and better handling when it's low. But nevertheless, the batteries are a very heavy component in the car.
Okay. And what about charge time? If we're looking at a vehicle now, is it a long-duration charge time, or are there quick charges, or are there methods where, well, I'll tell you, it'd be great if you could have a parking meter, you know, if you live in a city. I mean, I don't like parking meters, but if you had something like that, we could just swipe your credit card and, you know, refill your batteries. But how long is the charge time?
Well, Vince, we already have exactly what you described here in California. In the town I live in, Los Gatos, in the parking lots right now, there are what looks a little bit like a parking meter, and there's a power connector on it and a credit card slot. And you simply put in your credit card and go off and do your shopping and come back and pull the charge plug out of your, I was going to say tank, but out of your connector.
Well, I'll tell you what, where I live is a lot different. we have a post office with one parking space, and we don't We don't hardly use that.
Well, and then also what's happening as well is stores are beginning to offer free electricity. So if you want to go to the supermarket or the big box store or whatever, they're beginning to put in chargers. Now, actually, there had been chargers at many of those stores in California, but we had different plug types, and the industry is now settled on a plug standard that is pretty much universal throughout all the current cars. So that makes it easy to do the charging. In terms of charging times, so it depends on the voltage. So pretty much all the cars will work on standard 110 volts, but it's going to be quicker if you put in a 220-volt circuit in your house, in your garage, in your driveway. And the difference is about 4 to 1 in charging time if you use 220 volts versus 110 volts. And it's pretty easy to do. It's the same type of Romex cable that you would use to run to a dryer or a range. It's typically a 40-amp, 220-volt circuit. And more and more homes will start putting those in as part of the new construction. But it's very easy to install, provided you have room in your circuit breaker box. And in fact, many of the dealers, when you buy the car, will have groups that'll go out and install this for you in your garage.
Okay, so is this something that you have in your house to prepare for an electric vehicle, that you put some wiring in to allow you to charge an electric vehicle?
I do. I put in a 40-amp circuit in my house last year in preparation of an electric car. I'm basically waiting for a model that I think meets my needs to come out, and I think we're talking a year from now, I probably will be driving an electric vehicle.
Okay, so what is the I'm not going to say objection, what is the reason that electric cars have really not taken off in the marketplace yet? Is it cost? Is it batteries? Is there a combination of reasons? What is it?
Well, cost is certainly part of it. Now, the federal government does offer a tax credit of $8,000 for an electric vehicle, so that's a nice incentive. But I think more than anything, it's people's awareness. Is people don't think electric cars. Now, in California, I think that's changing, and a lot of people are considering electric cars, but they also have been expensive, as you mentioned. And, you know, that's a chicken and egg. The cost is only going to come down when they begin mass producing them with better efficiency, but that's only going to happen when the demand is there. So I think it's really just a matter of time, though, before ultimately the majority of vehicles being sold will be electric, because it just makes so much economic sense.
Yeah, and it also seems that the potential life expectancy of an electric car would be greater than that of an internal combustion engine. Because if you look at a internal combustion engine, a four-cylinder with, a life expectancy of maybe 150,000 miles, an electric car should last so much longer because, you know, the engine is taken out of that equation. And that's something that is failure-prone. It's complicated.
Well, that's correct. And electric motors, especially the current ones being built in electric cars, are just tremendously efficient and long-lasting devices. I think the one caveat there is the batteries. And the batteries are an item that you may have to change in 5 years or so. And that could be expensive. So that's been a problem. And in fact, it's really been battery technology that has held back electric cars being more predominant more than anything. The batteries we have today aren't that much more advanced than what we had back in the first electric cars. We do have lithium. We didn't have that then. But, I think in terms of innovation, that's the one area that needs some more innovation in order to increase the range of electric vehicles and allow them also to become lower cost.
When you were talking about the weight, I remember the Chevy Volt. You know, it looks like a compact car, but I'll tell you what, it felt very heavy. And is that because of this enormous battery system that it's got, or this battery pack? Is it because of the lead acid type weight?
Well, are you saying the steering felt heavy, or we?
No, the whole vehicle.
Yeah, it's I think that's really just how it feels when you drive it, but it's certainly not a low weight vehicle, as you talked about the batteries. Mm-hmm. But in terms of actual weight, I think we're roughly about equal, because when you throw out a lot of the components for the internal combustion engine and the drivetrain, you add back the batteries, you're about the same.
Bert Pertonis is with me. This is USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli. The digital connection is holding up surprisingly well. I do see some dropouts, but we're going to be back in just a couple minutes after these few short commercial announcements.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House number 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert Pertonis is with me. We're talking about the electric cars. And, you know, Bert, it seems to me that electric vehicles are complex vehicles. They're just not as simple as an electric motor or steering wheel, some steering and suspension components. Let's talk about how intensive electronically these vehicles are.
Well, Vince, you're correct. Electric vehicles are very much electronic devices nowadays. There's extensive electronics that control the engines, and in order to make them more efficient and control the energy and which wheels it's going to. Typically what we find is electric vehicles no longer use our 12-volt systems. They're working on 24 or 48 volts, and that simply has to do with efficiency. If you remember Ohm's law and voltage and current, the higher the voltage, the lower the current we need for the same amount of power, and the lower the current, the less resistance loss. So we're moving to higher voltage systems. There's electronics everywhere in the car, but that's okay because, you know, electronics are very mature technology right now. We've built them to high reliability, and it's just part of the evolution of the automobile. What I'd like to do, Vince, in the time we have left, is maybe talk about some of the current models of electric vehicles and also discuss the different types, because I think we've talked about plug-in electric, all electric cars, but there are hybrids and plug-in hybrids, and I'd like to briefly cover that. If it's
sure,
okay.
We've got about 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay, so hybrids, which have been around a little longer, perhaps maybe 10 years, what they do is simply burn gasoline in a generator engine under your hood, and then use that electricity to drive electric motors. So your hybrid does have an electric drive system, but it's also still burning your traditional gasoline. Well, that's still more efficient, and because of the 80% efficiency of the electric motors, and you can get a generator to work in a very efficient way. But, you know, we know that the hybrids are only maybe 10 miles per gallon better, you know, so let's say at best maybe a 50% improvement in gas mileage. So it's not the dramatic increase that we have in all electric. Now, the Volt is actually a plug-in hybrid. So the Chevy Volt is in a class of cars that it does have a gasoline generator, it does have electric motors, it does have batteries, and you can plug it in. But the advantage of the Volt and other plug-in hybrids is that if you're away where there is no charging, you can revert to gasoline. Of course, it'll be more expensive, but you have the peace of mind of being flexible in your fuel. So that's basically the plug-in hybrid. Which technology is going to move forward? Well, I think we'll let the market decide that. There's advantages to all electric, and there's advantages and disadvantages to the plug-in hybrids.
Mm-hmm. And the plug-in hybrids are more complicated.
Well, they are, because right off you have two motor systems now mm-hmm. versus yeah. just for an electric vehicle.
Bert, you know, a lot of us are concerned about electromagnetic pulses. And what are your thoughts about electromagnetic pulses and these complex electronic cars?
Well, I don't think there's a concern. You know, I do work in the field of wireless communications, and that's mm-hmm. something that we're all aware of, the issues of holding a cell phone up to your head. But I think in terms of an electric car, we shouldn't have to worry too much. You know, even your traditional gasoline car generates huge electromagnetic fields. I know I'm a radio enthusiast, and I frequently listen to shortwave or other types of radio signals. And we all know that when a car goes down the street, we hear all kinds of static and electricity emanating from it. So the firing system on your spark plugs in a traditional automobile generates a huge amount of electromagnetic field interference. And, mm-hmm. and I think in terms of an electric vehicle, it's very well shielded and contained.
Bert Pertonis has been with me, and he's going to be back again and again. He is our senior USAPreparers.com instructor for science and technology. I'm Vince Finelli. Bert, thank you so much. This is USAPreparers.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Alex Jones is coming up next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.